Welcome back to Eyes on the Future. I'm John Elhart. This morning we're talking about how to turn those workplace complainers into positive contributors. Liz Warren of Employer Services Corporation, Leadership Breakthroughs, Lynn Desert, and Nancy Roberts of Insights are here. Give us a call, 222-1180, 1-800-295-1180. And Star 1180. Do you like that music? That's our new Eyes on the Future intro music. Stacey Henning, co-producer of the show.
It's pretty jazzy.
Yeah, that's Usher right there. So that's what right off of Stacey Henning's iPod. Podcasts of Eyes on the Future available by searching Future at wham1180.com. And they are available at rochesterbiz.com. So Liz, before the break, we were talking about these workplace drainers and complainers. Is it possible to coach employees on what behavior is and is not acceptable? And if so, how?
Yeah, I think it absolutely is. To me, coaching is really kind of the essence of the whole performance management system. And organizations always talk about the planning phase and getting to the performance appraisal, but really kind of the meat of everything is that what happens every day. Coaching and feedback to employees and those open and honest, direct conversations have to happen, and you know the managers need to lead by example. And I think it really makes a difference what Nancy was talking about with style. As you're coaching employees, you do need to know what style they have because you need to connect with them and understand how to impact their behaviors. I think it's definitely possible.
Nancy, Liz was talking about coaching and feedback, direct conversations, a lot of C's there. What are the two C's that every leader needs?
Well, John, that stands for courage and curiosity.
There we go. It's that simple.
It is. Well, it sounds simple.
Well, that's true. It sounds simple. How do courage and curiosity eliminate negative behaviors?
Well, I think what we've been talking about is what's underlying this is people are really different. And so I think we often misunderstand why people do what they do. We make assumptions about why they're acting that way. Even when it's blatant negative behavior and everybody can see it, we still make an assumption about why they're acting that way. So really for leaders, if they can be courageous enough, number one, to have the difficult conversation with the person about that behavior, and in that conversation remain curious, means don't charge in with your own assumptions and your own conclusions about what's going on, but really, you know, and this is a great question that I got from a book called Crucial Conversations. And the book is, why would a rational, reasonable human being do that? Mm. Now, yes, we are assuming they're rational and reasonable. We do have to give them that benefit of the doubt. But it's a great question to ask because it puts us in a place of curiosity and not assuming.
Lynn, what are your thoughts about the two C's, courage and curiosity? And, you know, I think a lot of people probably aren't not working for leaders who are regularly checking in and having that courage to meet with them face to face all the time and the curiosity to find out more.
I would agree. You know, in the organizations that I've grown up in and ones that I help, oftentimes managers shy away from anything that it's another word, C, conflict, mm-hmm. Because conflict is what really brings about the need for having courage and curiosity. And so, you know, we managers who avoid conflict tend to, you know, create more problems with their employees because the employees then feel like there's no open door for them to go and get resolution. And so, you know, I'm a strong proponent of trying to teach some of these skills not only at the managerial level, but also at the employee level because, you know, if we can facilitate even curiosity and courageousness at the employee level, it may not have to have the manager be an interception into the conflict.
Liz, are regular face-to-face check-ins a good idea as well, even if negative behaviors aren't going on?
Oh, I think they're absolutely necessary. And I even, you know, we talk about having PCs with our employees, and we call those personal consultations. Hmm. And those should happen on a regular basis because it shows that managers can lead with the heart. And it's funny because when you talk to business owners about leading with the heart, some really embrace that and some think that's just, you know, some soft HR talk. But there's been a lot of studies that show that when you lead with the heart, it really can impact the bottom line because it shows you care, it builds trust with your employees, and I think it's extremely important to create that culture in your organization.
We have Scott on the line, and Scott is interested in knowing what DISC means. Hello, Scott. Well, Scott's gone, but He might be listening still.
Maybe Scott realized I already answered that question.
That could be. That could be.
Just kidding, Scott.
But if Scott is listening, a quick recap of
what DISC
is.
Sure, no problem. DISC is a behavioral model, and most people know it because they've taken an assessment, and it stands for dominance, influence, steadiness, and compliance.
Very good. Just like that. We got it all summarized, and Scott's good to go. Coming up next, we've heard about the five-second rule. You know, you drop it on the floor. It's good if it's only there for 5 seconds. On my mom's floor, it could stay for probably a minute, and it would still be clean. But what about the 24-hour rule? We're going to talk about that. We may even talk about DISC again. We'll see. Eyes on the Future returns after the news on 1180 WHAN.